solar power, wind power, public transportation, and the University of Michigan's role in climate action were some of the topics discussed at the Carbon Rule and Climate Action Roundtable. Ann Arbor Mayor John Heastia says he hopes the national effort to reduce greenhouse gas emissions lines up with the city's ongoing program.
If we can get it to align with the climate action plan, that's a wonderful thing. So, we want to continue to try to make it a synergy that people can look at it and say they can be proud of their community, say, hey, we are saving energy, we're reducing greenhouse gases. Oh, and by the way, we're saving taxpayer dollars. So those things are all very good, and any help that we can get from the federal or state government, much appreciated.
While the Obama administration has released recommendations that would reduce the amount of carbon emissions from new coal-fired power plants, the proposed guidelines for modified plants and existing plants won't be finished until spring. Brad Van Gilder is the Sierra Club of Michigan's Beyond Coal to Clean Energy organizer. Van Gilder says utilities in Michigan are working on their clean energy plans now, so Southeast Michigan residents should be encouraging DTE Energy to increase their renewable energy portfolio.
Dealing with DTE Energy, we have a lot of changes that could be made that could dramatically improve our ability to implement renewable energy in the area. And there's no reason why the DTE has to stop at 10%. That might be what the minimum is by law, but there's many good reasons that actually are good for their bottom line, as well as for all of us who are their customers, to implement more renewable energy in the area.
Van Gilder says since power plants are the largest single human-made source of carbon emissions, they're an important area of focus. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.